Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I have no idea what time it is, and I say this every time I do one of these broadcasts, because this is radio on the internet, where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really ought to be, and you could be hearing this, well, at any time of the day, any time of the evening, overnight, before breakfast. And that's what makes radio on the internet really good. It's great. Anyways, I wrote the editorial today about the, well, it wasn't really a debate, but it was kind of close. It was certainly a harbinger of things to come, things that we can sort of expect by September the 26th for the first debate and then the following two others. And if this is what we can expect from Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, if I was Hillary Clinton, I would stay home. He is going to massacre her. She lies, she obfuscates, she tries to run out the clock, she creates truths that don't exist. For example, unless something has a designation of secret or top secret or confidential, right along the top of the of whatever it's written on, it doesn't count. Well, who made that up? Since when is that a designation? From everything I understand, and I mean everything I've heard and I've read and I've seen from the FBI and from the CIA and from the Justice Department and from the NSA and all the talk that you hear on all from all the pundits, that it doesn't have to say anything of the such as top secret or secret or confidential. It's assumed it is, and all the people who have access to that kind of information understand exactly what it is, exactly what it means, and exactly how they're supposed to handle it. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary, creates this whole new designation that if it's not written top secret or confidential, whatever the hell it is, then it doesn't count. It doesn't matter. Well, that's not true. The more I'm thinking about this, by the way, we keep hearing about James Comey, the director of the FBI, who is considered to be one of the most honest people who've ever served in law enforcement in the United States of America. He's constantly called a straight shooter by all of the pundits and on all of the networks, whether it's Fox News or NBC or CBS or ABC or CNN. Well, you know something? I don't think so. The more I think about how Comey allowed his FBI agents, including himself, to basically give Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary, a free ride and not swear her to tell the truth, not swear her to an oath, and not to record her testimony, and to basically brush over things that are really important, that are quite significant, that would get any lesser person put behind bars like for a lifetime. The fact that they let her off the hook so easily, And then he turns around and says, well, you know, she really violated the trust of the American people. She really showed a lack of judgment and whatever else he said. It doesn't matter because, A, she lied to Congress, which is a crime in itself. But now we can see how much teeth Congress has. You know, when Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House, I mean, she was tough. She did what she wanted. She got away with everything she wanted to get away with. She put the Republicans into the ground and then grinded her further into the dust with her heel. I mean, she didn't give a damn. And she did what she wanted. But we also saw the same thing in the Senate with Harry Reid. He did whatever the hell he wanted. And the Republicans, they screamed. And they beat their chests and they threatened and they did all and nothing happened. So you could take a look at how the Democrats have really taken charge of their positions, whether it was the House or the Senate. Now we have the Republicans in the House and the Senate, and they're a bunch of sissies. So here you have crooked Hillary, who lied to the House and should be going to jail for this. I mean, you can't lie to Congress. You just can't do it. It's against the law. And now we find out, well, not just now, and I'm sure people knew about it long before, how crooked Hillary and her staff violated a subpoena. I mean, you go to jail for violating a subpoena. And the subpoena was to turn over all of her records, to turn over her emails, to turn over her server, to turn over whatever information she had, because it doesn't belong to her. It belongs to the people of the United States of America. And instead of turning it over, days after the subpoena, she destroyed it all, whether it's with hammers or whether it's as bleach or whatever the hell it was. She destroyed it. She violated a demand by Congress. And I assure you, if you did something like this, forget about it. You'd be rotting in prison. Instead, Hillary Clinton is given a free ride. Well, I don't think the American people are giving her a free ride. A lot of people are, because a lot of people are just stupid. All the people who are on the take, the people on welfare, all the people who are involved with government, who are getting these terrific salaries, these fabulous pensions, who don't have to do dick to keep their jobs because they can't get fired anyways, well, they're going to support Hillary Clinton right to the maximum, because it's in their best interest. Why would they want to give up the free ride that they have at the expense of the American people? Of the people who are mostly listening to this broadcast and who read my editorials. And then, of course, there are all the stupid people. Well, before I get to the stupid people, I'll go to the people who are part of the intelligentsia, the academia, the professors, the teachers, all these people. Why in a million years would they want to give up what they've got as well? More important than that, these are the leftist jerks who've been taught this stuff, who now teach this stuff to all the upcoming leftist jerks who are going to be teaching your children and grandchildren how America is not really a great country, how the rest of the world is better than America, and how America has to open its doors to everyone and anyone who wants to come to the country in spite of anything. If that's the case, Ann and I on November the 1st are crossing the border. We're coming to the States. We're going to spend the winter in Austin, Texas, and we can't wait to come. We can't wait to, we don't want to leave our friends and relatives here close to Montreal. We live in Ontario. But at the same time, we can't wait to get to the States. We love the States. We really do. And we're not going to cheat. We have our Nexus cards. We have our passports. We fill out ATF forms so we could bring our guns and ammunition with us. I mean, we play by the rules. We measure every day that we're in the United States so we don't go beyond the 180-day limit. I mean, we play by the rules. But according to Hillary Clinton, it doesn't matter. Or all the leftists, it doesn't matter. Anybody who wants to come to the States and stay, well, that's it. Just stay. No problem. Well, if that's the case, maybe that's what Ann and I would do. But I want to tell you something. We're white. We're relatively educated. We're semi-retired. We don't need America's money. We don't need the healthcare system. We don't need welfare. We don't want to take advantage of anything that America has other than, the lifestyle. There's a whole bunch of things that reasons why America should greet Anna and myself. We're Jewish. We're strong believers in freedom of religion. We're very supportive of the Christian religion. We understand the religions. We understand the Constitution. All of those great things. But that would make it so that we couldn't stay in the States. We'd have to come to the States illegally. We'd have to break across the border somehow, or we'd have to come from as a refugee. We would come here wanting to keep our own culture and religion and traditions and screw America. Then we'd be accepted. But that's not the way it is. Anyways, if Hillary Clinton, if her show on NBC with Matt Lauer last night is indicative of what we can expect during the debates, if I was her, I would stay home. Anyways, I'm Howard Galganov. This is radio on Galganov.com, where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, have a great, great day.